Life lessons, as well as Torah lessons, can be found anywhere and everywhere in life. And sometimes even the most unlikely places. One of the psukim in this week's parasha teaches us that there is a isser, is a prohibition of scratching the skin, an isser of tattooing the skin. And the Holy Jikavar reveals an important message that's embedded in this din, as we will explain. We find ourselves in the period of Sfiras Omer, counting from Pesach to Shavuos up until Kabbalas Atar. And the Arizal explains that on the first night of Pesach, we experienced an incredible Kedusha from above. A magnificent amount of light. It was a night that had such awe. It was the awe of the day, the light of the day, as it says in Tehillim, V'layla k'yom ya'ir. The night was light like the day. K'chashecha ka'ora. The darkness was like light. That was the night of Pesach. And after experiencing that incredible light from above, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed that light from Pesach and we reverted back to normal, back down to this world. But we tasted something special. We tasted something precious. We experienced something like never before. And we want to reattain that. We want to reacquire those same heights, those same levels and feelings that we experienced that night of Seder. So the 49 days of Sfira is a period when we climb that ladder to achieve on our own that same level of Kedusha of the Seder night. Shavuos night is the final day of this ascent. The Kedusha of Shavuos parallels the Kedusha of Pesach. The difference is that on Pesach it was a Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Hashem just gave us a gift, a matana. But Shavuos is a Kedusha from below. Shavuos is a Kedusha that we created, that we earned, that we brought into this world. It's a Kedusha that we formed and fashioned on our own effort, our own toiling, our own tears, sweat, and blood. It's the same Kedusha, it's just how you get there, the direction. One from above and one from below. The Jikavar says, however, that even the efforts that we put into in this world are really all from Hashem. They're all from above. There's nothing that we can accomplish in the world without the assistance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves us alone. He never leaves us by ourselves. He's always by our side. He's always cheering us on, pushing us, encouraging us, and helping us succeed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the potential and the ability to accomplish, but He assists us along the way to get to those goals. So while the Kedusha Pesach was purely from above, it was a pure matana, the Kedusha, the Or of Shavuos, is created in partnership with Shutfus, with us in Kaddish Baruch, with us in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Jikra finds a very fascinating remez to this concept in the words of the Torah in the Parasha. V'seret la'nefesh lo sitnu b'vsarachem, don't put a scratch in your flesh. U'chasavta kaka lo sitnu b'achem, and don't write a tattoo on Yashem. The words V'seret la'nefesh, he writes, is a reference to the initial Sarita, the initial scratching of infusion of Kedusha, referring to the night of the Pesach. That Kedusha, that Sarita, that Rishima, was not created by us, it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hence it says in the Torah, V'seret la'nefesh lo sitnu b'vsarchem. It wasn't our buster, it wasn't ourselves, we didn't create it, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was V'seret la'nefesh from above. That was Pesach night. That's Seret LeNefesh Lo Sitnu B'Vsarchem. And with respect to the next word, V'chasavta Kaka Lo Sitnu B'Chem, not to tattoo on skin, V'chasavta Kaka, he explains, is referring to Kabbal Satar. The Luchos that were etched into stone, that were tattooed onto the stone, that's Chasavta Kaka, the writing of the Luchos. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel Beis, teaches us that the Torah is considered Tov. And there were 10 commandments, Aseret HaDibros, each one was Tov, and the Gematria of Tov is 17. 17 times the Eser Makas, Aseret HaDibros, 17 times 10 is 170. That's Kuf Ayin 170. And there are two sets of Luchos given, Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shnios. So Kaka, Kuf Ayin is the 170 of the first Luchos, 170 of the second Luchos. The Chasaf Tekaka says the Jikover is referring to the Luchos, Shavuos, Kabbal Satam. This too, the Torah tells us, was not our own accomplishment. Even though we counted Sfiras Omer up the ladder, even though we climbed out of 49 levels of Tumah from Mitzrayim, even though Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days and 40 nights learning the Torah, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to all Klai Yisrael, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu himself chiseled out the second Luchos all on his own, there's so much toil, so much effort, so much energy put in the end of the day, even the Kabbalah of Torah, it was all with the help of Hashem. For this reason it says, V'chasafta kaka l'sitnu b'chem, lo sitnu b'chem, don't place, it wasn't done by you, lo sitnu b'chem, you didn't do this. It wasn't your actions, rather, it was, as the pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem. It was all from Shemaim. I was there holding your hand. I was there cheering you on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always helping us. And there's a delicate balance between feeling empowered, capable, and accomplished, yet knowing that we need Hashem. Hashem is always with us, by our side, and all comes from Hashem. In the period of Sfira, when we emphasize personal growth, along with communal growth, we must feel the responsibility to change, to develop, and to grow, but also must realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing by our side. This partnership with Ribono Shel Olam should help bring us all to levels of Kedusha like never achieved before. And we should be zocha to a Kabbalah's Torah like never before in spreading Hashem's light, Hashem's Torah, Hashem's Kedusha throughout the entire world.